Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
This morning, some new information to share about the latest embarrassment for the protective detail of our major presidential candidates. But the new information still does not answer the primary questions that we have, which still linger this morning. How do you mean? Well, the alleged drunk who got within feet of Vice President Kamala Harris and her motorcade on the freeway here in Milwaukee, he has now been charged. So we know a little bit more about him because Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office issued a criminal complaint, which is what they do. So we're learning a little bit more about this guy, what his motivations, or in this case, lack of motivation really was. But we're not learning much more about whether there's still any investigation ongoing as to like how this could have happened. We don't have an answer to the overriding questions of A, how did it happen in the first place? Or B, should more have been done in that moment to prevent this guy from getting that close to the motorcade? Am I off on this? Is this me who's still wondering?
That's a legitimate question as to how someone could drive right past the VP.
So setting the scene, video's everywhere now. You've seen it by now. Mm-hmm. You see the vice president's motorcade eastbound on I-94 headed into the Marquette interchange. Okay, you got it. They're headed towards the lake, going into the Marquette on the freeway. The VP heading back to the airport following her appearance in Brookfield on Monday night. You see the lead law enforcement vehicles. They've got lights on. And then the eastbound lanes of the freeway are closed to all other traffic. So they go zipping by. But then up comes this car going the wrong way on the freeway and drives right by multiple law enforcement vehicles as the driver is hugging the median wall. It's to his right. Remember, he's going westbound. So the wall is on the passenger side of the vehicle. Behind the wheel, according to the criminal complaint, is Wayne Wacker of Milwaukee. From the criminal complaint, on Monday, October 21st, 2024, 8:06 p.m., that was a misprint, deputies from the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office were part of a motorcade escorting the Vice President of the United States. Motorcade was operating eastbound I-794, and they've got it near the James Lovell-St. Paul off-ramp. The lead on the call detail called into dispatch saying that there was a wrong-way driver operating on the same highway. Video captured by the Department of Transportation poll camera shows the wrong-way driver operating on the highway, passing close to numerous cars in the motorcade, traveling the wrong way on the interstate at what visually appeared to be close to highway speeds. Goes on to say the driver was stopped at 13th Street. Let's learn a little bit more about him. The driver and sole occupant, Wayne E. Wacker, 55, had a strong odor of intoxicants emanating from his person, bloodshot and glassy eyes, slurred speech. The defendant reported he was headed home from a bar in Walker's Point and was unaware he was driving the wrong way on the freeway. So he does have a prior conviction from 2000, OWI, obviously. And then the charge here is for second degree recklessly endangering safety. Blood alcohol level of 0.25, more than three times the legal limit for driving. The defendant asked what happened. The defendant had no recollection of entering the freeway or almost striking another vehicle. Said he had no idea the vice president was in Milwaukee. Stated he did not have any intention of harming the vice president or anybody in her campaign.
So the question remains, how is he able to drive all the way through there?
Yes. Where did he get on the freeway? Why was that exit, but something that could be by a nefarious actor used as an entrance? Why wasn't that blocked? Why wasn't he impeded from entering the freeway at that point? Why then, when these emergency vehicles that were leading the motorcade saw a car driving at the motorcade, was there not some sort of intervention? They only stopped him after he'd already passed
by. Right, he's all the way through.
And I don't know the rules of engagement on that. The U.S. Secret Service hasn't shared that. Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department basically kicked it to the Secret Service today. All other questions, here's what we did. We arrested the guy. Any other questions, talk to the Secret Service. Secret Service has only just said, yeah, we're aware of the incident. And we're grateful that the Sheriff's Office there in Milwaukee arrested this guy. But no explanation as to what the rules of engagement are. You would think some sort of intervention to prevent that vehicle from getting that close.
To disrupt the route?
Yes. And I don't know, A, why that hasn't been discussed, B, why those answers aren't more forthcoming, and C, why nobody else seems to really care. Like, meh, all right, they arrested the drunk. Nothing to see here. 6:57 on Wisconsin's Morning News.